Dr. Balaga here. This podcast belongs to a series of 10 podcasts on obesity. It's derived from an outstanding chapter on obesity in Balaga's textbook of internal medicine, available at www.mastermedfacts.com. After completing these 10 podcasts, you should be having a solid foundation in obesity. As you know, obesity is in 1/3 of US adults and is therefore an important area to have at one's fingertips. This outstanding chapter is authored by Dr. David W. Lam, MD, who is Assistant Professor of Medicine at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York. He's also the Associate Director of the Mount Sinai Diabetes Center. The senior author is Dr. Robert Yanagisawa, who is a Professor of Medicine at the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai. He's the Program Director of Clinical Fellowship in Endocrinology, Diabetes, and Metabolism. He also directs the Mount Sinai Weight Management Program and has more than 15 years of experience taking care of obese patients. Multiple choice question. A 46-year-old female patient with the type 2 diabetes mellitus has been on metformin 1000 milligrams twice daily for 2 years. Her most recent hemoglobin A1c is 7.6%. She has been working with a registered dietitian to control carbohydrate intake and reduce portions. In addition, she has been jogging regularly. Despite these efforts, her BMI is 28 kilo per square meter. She desperately wants to lose weight and improve her blood glucose. Adding which of the following medications is the best recommendation? A. Glycogen insulin. B. Exenatide. C. Glyburide. And D. Sitagliptin. And the answer is B. Exenatide. While many diabetic agents can potentially be used in this patient, the important factor to consider is her desire to lose weight. While sulfonylureas can potentially lower her hemoglobin A1c by 1% to 2%, they are associated with moderate weight gain, and therefore option C is not correct. Insulin is also associated with moderate weight gain, so option A is not correct. Sitagliptin is a DPP-4 inhibitor, which decreases appetite. It is considered to be weight neutral. Diabetic patients who are overweight can be considered to be GLP-1 analog therapy such as liraglutide and exenatide. These medications can facilitate weight loss by satiating appetite, delaying gastric emptying, and also improve postprandial glucose excursions. Exenatide is a glucagon-like peptide 1, that is GLP-1 receptor agonist, approved for type 2 diabetes and is used in the management of obesity. Exenatide and sitagliptin stimulate postprandial insulin release by potentiating the incretin hormone pathways. Despite reliable potency of glucose lowering and expected weight loss of 3 to 4 kilos over several months of treatment adoption with GLP-1 receptor antagonists, the adoption in clinical practice has been relatively slow. And the reasons are many. GI adverse effects are common, and some patients cannot tolerate these drugs. They are also quite expensive. In addition, all GLP-1 receptor antagonists are peptides that require subcutaneous injection, a route that is less preferable compared with oral administration. The introduction of semaglutide, the first oral preparation of GLP-1 receptor antagonist, should be an important addition to the growing list of pharmacologic options for type 2 diabetes, particularly because there is positive cardiovascular benefit with these class of drugs. However, cost is an important limitation, particularly when there are several inexpensive generic preparations of metformin, sulfonylureas, pioglitazone, and even sitagliptin. For all the GLP-1 receptor agonists, liraglutide or Victoza has been approved by the FDA to reduce risk of major cardiovascular events in patients with established cardiovascular disease. This is based on the findings of the LEADER study published in the New England Journal of Medicine 2016, volume 375, page 311. This series of 10 podcasts on obesity is derived from an outstanding chapter in Baliga's Textbook of Medicine on obesity. The book is available at www.mastermedfacts.com. It's authored by Dr. David W. Lam, MD, and Dr. Robert Yanagisawa, MD, both faculty endocrinologists at the Mount Sinai School of Medicine in New York. That's the Icahn School of Medicine at Mount Sinai in New York. Dr. Lam is the Associate Program Director for Diabetes. And Dr. Yanagisawa is a Professor of Medicine and the Program Director of the Clinical Fellowship in Endocrinology, Diabetes, and Metabolism. He also directs the Mount Sinai Weight Management Program and has more than 15 years of experience in taking care of obese patients.